Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I want to talk about homocysteine. Specifically, I want to talk about some newly identified risks of having too much homocysteine in your body. I think, you know, in the medical community, most doctors now accept homocysteine or the high levels of homocysteine as a risk factor for heart disease. But new research is showing that it can also impact dementia, Alzheimer's, and diabetes, believe it or not. So I'm going to talk about that. But the first thing I think that we need to do is just talk about what is homocysteine and why is it so damaging to the body. Well, when you eat dietary protein, proteins are made up of building blocks called amino acids. And when you eat chicken or whatever protein source, you digest the protein. You essentially release the amino acids that make up that protein. They get into your bloodstream. One of those amino acids, it's called methionine. Methionine has a lot of roles in the body itself. It's an important an amino acid in DNA protection and muscle production. But methionine will, inside the cell, it will convert into homocysteine. Homocysteine is really just this intermediate amino acid, because when you have vitamin B6 on board, homocysteine becomes cysteine. And cysteine is an important amino acid for all kinds of stuff, too. In particular, cysteine will convert eventually down to glutathione, which is the most important antioxidant for your body. So that's kind of the pathway that we like to see when you eat protein. Methionine to homocysteine. With vitamin B6, it turns into cysteine and then eventually glutathione. That's a very important pathway. However, if you don't have enough vitamin B6 on board, homocysteine cannot turn into cysteine. And that pathway breaks down and homocysteine actually builds up. Now, there's one little side pathway that can happen. Homocysteine can convert back into methionine with vitamin B12. So vitamin B12 and vitamin B6 are critical to maintaining healthy levels of homocysteine in your body. But you might ask, okay, Dr. Mike, what's the big deal? What if homocysteine actually builds up in my... What's the big deal? Well, there is some evidence, and I presented this to a group of cardiologists a couple years ago here in South Florida, showing how homocysteine damages what are called adhesion molecules that hold together the endothelial lining. And that's the inside lining of the arteries. So there is some evidence out there that homocysteine is a direct insult, causes a direct damage to the inside lining of arteries that include your heart and your brain and so forth. So we want to keep homocysteine levels in a nice optimal range, usually less than about 5. That's going to be a nice optimal range if you do check homocysteine on a blood test, which you can. And again, B6, B12, critical to keeping that, down. Well, let's talk about some things. So homocysteine, high levels of homocysteine is considered a cardiovascular disease risk factor, but there's some other problems with high levels of homocysteine. It's also implicated in vascular dementia. Okay, then that's a form of dementia, and that's not Alzheimer's dementia. There's different types of dementia. Vascular dementia is usually where you've had just repeated small strokes, and homocysteine seems to play a role in that. In a study published in 2014, 64 people with vascular cognitive impairment, like mini strokes, but they didn't really have dementia. They were studied, and after only 1 year, patients with high homocysteine in that group, if they had high homocysteine, showed a 4.2-fold increase rate of getting dementia down the line. So here you have a group of, patients with multiple little strokes, right? And you can actually see that on a CAT scan. They're able to do all the cognitive tests, so they don't have dementia yet. But if homocysteine creeps up, there's a 4.2 increased risk of developing a vascular dementia down the line. As a matter of fact, the authors of that study said patients with vascular cognitive impairment should receive vigorous controls of high homocysteine level. Vigorous control of high homocysteine level. The journal that came from, this was a Chinese study. I cannot pronounce the journal. It's just a Chinese peer-reviewed journal in 2014. In another 2014 study, they looked at people with high homocysteine and uric acid and found a startling 10.5-fold greater risk of vascular dementia. So when homocysteine's high and uric acid are high, you're talking about a 10.5 increased risk of vascular dementia. That's huge. These are the types of numbers that we can't allow conventional doctors just to ignore. I mean, that's just amazing that homocysteine, and in this case coupled with uric acid, could increase vascular dementia risk that much. That came from the Journal of Neurological Science 2004. I mean, there's many other studies that actually show that link between high homocysteine and vascular dementia. There was a 2013 study that found patients with vascular dementia exhibited particularly elevated levels of plasma total homocysteine. So again, just confirming some of these other studies. As a matter of fact, if you go to one of my favorite sites, I've talked about it before, PubMed. PubMed.com has all the research studies you want. You can just type in different search terms. You don't have to be a doctor to do all this. If you enter homocysteine and vascular dementia, you'll pull up 240 published studies dating all the way back to 1992. So there's a lot of credible evidence linking excess homocysteine to vascular dementia, not just heart disease. Another type of dementia, of course, is Alzheimer's dementia. One theory is that what happens in Alzheimer's dementia is capillary blood flow. Now, capillaries are the smaller vessels that actually feed into the tissues. That blood flow is impaired as a result of damage to the inside lining, the endothelial lining, and that's caused by excess homocysteine. Remember, I mentioned before, homocysteine can directly damage those cells, those adhesion molecules that holds those endothelial cells together. Once you have that kind of damage, beta amyloid plaques then appear in these blood flow deprived areas of the brain, because the capillaries just aren't working. They're kind of leaking and stuff. And the result in many cases is clinically diagnosed Alzheimer's disease. There was a really nice review of this, by the way, in the British Medical Journal Public Health 2014. This was a systematic review of published studies starting in 1990 and extending to 2012. And they found that high homocysteine increased Alzheimer's risk by almost twofold. Whereas physical activity and omega-3 fatty acids had a protective effect. So that's homocysteine and Alzheimer's disease. A 2013 review looked at the effects of lowering homocysteine for the purpose of protecting against mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease. Based on findings from several previous studies, these researchers concluded that treating patients with B vitamins to lower homocysteine could prevent or delay cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. Now, I'm not saying B vitamins are a treatment of Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's has many causes. It's multifactorial. I did a whole review of that on my show once. But it looks like I need to add to that there could be an issue with high homocysteine in Alzheimer's patients, and B vitamins could play a role in offering some protection. It was interesting to me. Homocysteine can make diabetic complications worse. This was some new information, from the CDC, 86 million Americans suffer from prediabetes. That's kind of like a blood sugar level of 100 to 125 milligrams per deciliter. So it's not quite full-blown diabetes yet. What they found is if you fall in that range and you have high homocysteine, you are at a significant increased risk for developing full-blown diabetes down the line. So lowering homocysteine is very important to somebody with prediabetes. So maybe just B6 and B12 would be a good way to protect from full-blown diabetes. So get your homocysteine levels checked. Make sure it's less than 5. If not, get on some B vitamins. Pretty simple. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.